Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Don Close with the Rabobank joining us as we review 2017 in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
I would call him one of the best cattle market watchers around. His official title for Rabo AgriFinance is Senior Protein Analyst. And our own Carson Horn caught up with Don Close at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual trade talk yesterday, talking about a very good year of 2017.
Tell me a little bit about 2017. Just kind of give us the year in review.
All right. You know, the short answer is, it's been a phenomenal year for the beef industry. We started a year ago now, a lot of disappointment in calf prices, and the cow-calf guy had a tough go. The fact that that set of cattle went into the system undervalued has laid the groundwork for all sectors of the industry to have a very good year in 17. As a result of that, the same set of calves that were undervalued a year ago sold substantially better prices this year, certainly helps balance things out. We're closing the year very solid footing. We have a lot of cattle on feed. We're going to have a lot of cattle on feed, but currently we've got average carcass weights running 15 to 16 pounds below year-ago level. That's helping us keep a lid on total production. And as long as we can continue to see a very even flow of cattle through the system, I think it's okay. Certainly with the margins that beef packers have been working with, certainly through the second half of 2017, they've got every incentive under the sun to continue to see a very aggressive slaughter pace.
Yeah, okay. And so basically it comes down, you know, those in the most recent cattle on feed report, which was a quarterly report, we're still seeing kind of what we've seen before, those aggressive marketing numbers, and basically, bottom line, we're keeping very current, like you said.
We have, and we've certainly, if you look at the run-up in feeder cattle prices that we've seen the last 6 to 8 weeks, there's some cattle that, some light cattle going on feed that look like they have a pretty hefty break-even level for late spring next summer. But the driver behind that is the strength that we've seen in the futures market, and certainly in the deferred live cattle contracts. The overwhelming majority of those cattle have had the opportunity to be laid off at levels that will return a solid return. So it's made it work. One thing that we need to incorporate in this whole discussion too is the demand side. I think we touched a little bit with the unemployment rate at near record lows, the Dow at the levels it's been trading at, housing values increasing. In the domestic market, that consumer confidence is running really high. And clearly, consumers have accepted the message that it's okay to eat fat again, and they take the demand for our butter prices, our red meat prices, really encouraging. But along with that, we've had a phenomenal year with beef exports. Historically, the U.S. has never exceeded 10% of production in exports. And year-to-date, with the latest update of numbers, we're 10.8%. The last 3 months of the year, typically some of our strongest export months. So we could very readily be at that 11% of production or just over. I think that's really good news for the U.S. And I think the export picture for going forward, not only with the addition of China into the equation, but just the product demand we're seeing with Japan, with Korea, the volume of product trade both ways we're seeing with Mexico, we see exports being a much more vibrant part of our whole equation going forward.
Sure.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance, talking with our own Carson Horn. And that's our Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.